Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome again to Fountain of Life, Daily Inspiration. For an inspiration from the Word of God, today we would like to look at John chapter 12, verses 24, 25, and 26. Yesterday, we looked at hearing the voice of the Good Shepherd. And today, we would like to look at some words from our Good Shepherd. John chapter 12, verse 24 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." Today, in verse 24, it says that except we fall into the ground and die, we are going to abide alone. And if we die, we will bring forth much fruit. As we consider abiding alone, and we consider our lives, none of us just like to be alone, just all alone. We enjoy fellowship. We are made that way. God has created us to fellowship with Him, to fellowship with one another, with like-minded believers. But He says, unless we're willing to fall into the ground and die, we're going to abide alone. It says in verse 25, "He that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." That is what we are looking forward to. Life eternal. We know that we are all perishing. We are all going to die one day. And are we willing to lose our life? Are we willing to die so that we can live eternally? And verse 26, as we look at this, it says, "If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." And we think of that. Do you desire to be honored? In our flesh, we like to have the honor of men. But God would like to honor us. But there's only one way that He can honor us. If we're willing to die. And as we look at the story of Haman and Mordecai. You know, King Ahasuerus, he was needing advice on how to honor a man who saved his life. And so he asked Haman. And we know how Haman was. He was proud. He was haughty. He was all about himself. And he was, and immediately in his heart he's thinking, well, I'm the greatest in the king in the king's eyes, and so he's going to be honoring me. And so he's thinking of how, what would be a good way for the king to honor him. He's thinking it's going to be coming to him. And so he suggested that the man be dressed in royal robes and led on horseback through the city with a noble prince proclaiming, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighteth to honor. And you know, King Ahasuerus thought this was a good idea. And so he told Haman to do it. But when Haman discovered who was going to be honored, he didn't feel as proud as he did at one time. And as we look at Mordecai, he was a willing servant. He was willing to do whatever. And he loved the Lord God. And he was honored by the king. And so today, as you consider your life and you desire to have honor, he gives us direction here that we will need to fall into the ground and die, and then we can bring forth much fruit. And then it says, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. And if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. God will be with you. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. So may the Lord Jesus bless you today as you seek to walk in honor of him. Father in heaven, Lord, we do thank you for your word. We acknowledge your word here as truth, as life, as strength, Father, for our day-to-day walk. And Lord, we ask that you would help us to humble our hearts before your word. Lord, we know how our fleshly nature is. We desire to seek honor of men. And sometimes that goes against what you would have us to do, Father. And so Lord, we ask that you would anoint us with your spirit as we walk from day to day, that we could hear the good shepherd's voice and walk humbly and be willing to die, be willing to lose my own life for the gospel's sake. Lord, I just commit your word into your hands. Thank you. Thank you for the privilege of having your word. In Jesus' name, amen.